For them, chemistry and physics had become co-equal sciences, each separately near completion. To whatever extent there was a widespread sense of completeness in late 19th century science, it represented only the complacency that comes with diminished ambition. But things were to change very rapidly. To a physicist, the 20th century begins in 1895, with Wilhelm Röntgen's unexpected discovery of X-rays. It was not that X-rays themselves were so important. Rather, their discovery encouraged physicists to believe that there were many new things to be discovered, especially by studying radiation of various sorts. And discoveries did follow in quick succession. At Paris in 1896, Henri Becquerel discovered radioactivity. At Cambridge in 1897, J.J. Thomson measured the deflection of cathode rays by electric and magnetic fields, and interpreted the results in terms of a fundamental particle, the electron, present in all matter, not only in cathode rays. At Bern in 1905, Albert Einstein, while still excluded from academic employment, presented a new view of space and time in his special theory of relativity, suggested a new way of demonstrating the existence of atoms, and interpreted earlier work of Max Planck on heat radiation in terms of a new elementary particle, the particle of light, later called the photon. A little later, in 1911, Ernest Rutherford used the results of experiments with radioactive elements in his Manchester laboratory to infer that atoms consist of small, massive nuclei surrounded by clouds of electrons. And in 1913, the Dane, Niels Bohr, used this atomic model and Einstein's photon idea to explain the spectrum of the simplest atom, that of hydrogen. Complacency gave way to excitement. Physicists began to feel that a final theory, unifying at least all physical science, might soon be found. Already in 1902, the previously complacent Michelson could proclaim, "The day appears not far distant when the converging lines from many apparently remote regions of thought will meet on common ground. Then the nature of the atoms and the forces called into play in their chemical union, the interactions between these atoms and the non-differentiated ether as manifested in the phenomenon of light and electricity, the structures of the molecules and molecular systems of which the atoms are the units, the explanation of cohesion, elasticity, and gravitation, all these will be marshaled into a single and compact body of scientific knowledge." Where before Michelson had thought that physics was already complete because he did not expect physics to explain chemistry, now he expected a quite different completion in the near future, encompassing chemistry as well as physics. This was still a bit premature. The dream of a final unifying theory really first began to take shape in the mid-1920s.